producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Good Day Show with Doug Steffen and my friends Roberta Fasanelli, Kara Schillen, Rich McFadden, with a focus on Ben Carson's fruit salad comment. He last night suggested, he wished, he said something and everybody laughed about, would somebody please attack me?
That's awesome.
So,
oh boy.
The president was asked about choosing the next Supreme Court justice, the president. Now, Carson was asked, he wasn't the president yet, and probably never will be, but I like him. He's a nice gentleman.
Yep.
He said, as president, I will go through and look at what a person's life has been. That will tell you a lot more than an interview will tell you. The fruit salad of their life is what I would look at. And so people were wondering, you know, as usual, somebody takes something like that and, you know, what fruit applies to in some people's minds. So what does that mean? What does that mean? Twitter sphere all abuzz. So he was interviewed after by ABC, and he said to the interviewer, quote, there's a verse in the Bible that says, by their fruit you will know them. So obviously, you know, how they will live their lives, what it produces. And that's the fruit salad of their life.
Yummy, yummy. Fruit salad. Yummy, yummy.
Yummy, 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 yummy fruit salad.
Let's make some fruit salad today.
Could be Ben Carson's campaign song.
There we go.
Where do you find these things?
That's the Wiggles.
You don't remember the Wiggles?
That's the Wiggles.
It's going to be a
fruit. All right, so that's Ben Carson. The rest of them aren't worth the time it takes to even mention their name. It was pretty much nonsense.
I think Rubio might come out of this looking with a little
better.
Bit of a bump.
Yeah. Yeah.
He had a little bit of a backbone, and he wasn't a puppet spitting out his...
But it's too late. The guy
is too late. It could be too late.
He's not even going to win his own state. And so, how good is that?
Well, that's critical.
And then I think Cruz is going to be lucky. I think he'll win Texas, but not by much.
Think so?
Yeah, not by much. He's a loser. You want to lose? Vote for Cruz.
Oh, wow. He's so creepy looking.
He's just.
They're saying that.
It's the best we can do. That's the thing that makes most people cry about scratching your head. On either side, both sides. Bernie Sanders, the best we can do. Hillary Clinton, the best we can do. Rubio, Trump, Cruz. Any of them. Where's the best and brightest? Not running for office. The only people running for office are the people that want to get corrupted or be in the Supreme Court to be corrupted. My God, did you see the stuff that Scalia has been doing with his free time? My God, what an outrage.
That secret hunting society that he was
No,
with.
It's not even that. It's that everything, he took hundreds of paid trips by people who had, the place where he died, the guy who owned the place was had a case before the Supreme Court. Come on.
Right, he was also hosting that secret hunting society that Scalia belonged to.
No, he wasn't. What, Scalia was hosting it? Or the guy?
The guy on the ranch.
Yeah.
But Scalia was part of it for a long time.
Anybody invited him to go. This will send Roberta into the ozone, Richie. You ready?
Oh, okay.
There we go. Like sending Roberta into the ozone. The owner of an aviation insurance company in Georgia issued a mandate this week that his employees must have a gun, a license, and be armed at all times when they are at work. His name is Lance Tolland.
That won't send Roberta. Roberta's a gun owner.
He gave his staff guns, and let's see here, told them that they all had a week to get a license.
He better not piss any of them off, I'll tell you that much.
He instituted the new policy after he got wind of some burglaries at companies in his area. He said this is a precautionary measure. And by the way, most of his 18 employees are women.
Yeah.
So if I said to you, Roberta,
they'll be less likely to have shoot them up then.
From now on, Richie, I'm requiring everybody who's on the Good Day program to have a gun, and they must have it with them at all times when they're on the air.
I'd be okay with that.
How many?
How many guns?
Yeah. Knives and swords count, too.
How many guns have you got?
Canisters of tear gas. I'll come fully armed.
She will. She's got it.
Of course she will.
I'll tell you, though, after the Virginia reporters were shot, I don't know, what, 6 months ago?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We instituted extra security measures here at the network.
I can't just walk in.
You can't even get up to our floor.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a good
thing. New York.
Thought about, I'm seriously thinking about having a gun in my office.
Really?
All the time here.
Huh. You have a license, right?
You
don't have a license?
I have an NRA. I do not have a gun.
I have a license. I have an NRA. I have one.
And you have to go practice. You just can't get the license and have a gun and just sit there.
You know what? You should have a Good Day shootout.
You have to have practice. At least once a month you have to go and practice.
You know what I bought my wife for Valentine's Day?
Sure, it was very romantic.
You're going to love this. We're going to go to a shooting range, and they have date night.
Really?
And it's all couples.
So if you really hate them, you can shoot them.
I better watch out. And you go, and they have a one-hour lesson, or a half-hour lesson, and then you shoot for 1 hour. You rent the guns, and then you shoot for 1 hour. And then you go next door to the microbrewery and have beer and pizza.
Really?
If you're doing the wrong way, you should have the beer and pizza first.
I know. Wouldn't that be fun? They should have beer and pizza in the thing. Totally having no idea how she would react.
Really?
And?
He loved it. She loved it. Yeah. She thought, we got a bunch of friends. We're all going to go.
So we have a guy who comes to the farm who's a police officer, and he's in charge of animal control, and he takes care of a lot of the varmints that are around, the woodchucks and coyotes and things like that that are bothering the animals. Yeah, shoots them. I'm not one who cottons much to this kind of stuff as much as the coyotes have really done a lot of damage. I'm troubled, but I don't want to. I'm kind of like, don't tell me about it. I don't want to know how many you got. Just keep them from killing my calves. He and Meredith got engaged in a conversation one day about guns, and she said, I want to have a gun, and I want to go to a shooting range, and I want to practice. Now, I have, in high school, I got a license, and I belonged to the NRA, and I learned how to shoot a rifle when I was in high school. And the only time I've ever used or shot at anything was when my calf pen was attacked by two wolfhounds, Alaskan wolfhounds. I killed one of them and severely hurt another one because they jumped over the fence, and they were in with my calves, and they were after them. They had one of them down, gnawing on its neck. And when I saw them, I chased them. I tried to chase them with a pitchfork, and they weren't for leaving with a pitchfork. So I went in the barn and got, I knew where the lady who was running the barn at the time had a .22 in the cabinet. I went and got the .22, loaded it up, and went out and shot the one dog, and the other one ran, and I shot it as well, but it didn't die. Anyway, it bothered me a lot. It really did. Even though they were killing my calves, it really bothered me.
I ever
shot at. But I was thinking of going to target practice and taking Meredith with me. Let's go do target practice. You want to see what it's like to hold a gun? I have never held a handgun in my life. I've only held a rifle.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it would be interesting to get the feel of it.
I finally came to the conclusion that for a long time, I was kind of like, you know what? I don't need that around the house. I'm afraid the kids, blah, blah, blah. Mm. And I finally came, and the kids are old enough now that they should know what to do if they would ever come across a gun and be respectful of the power of it.
I wouldn't take that. I'd never have a gun in the house. I might have one if I needed one in the barn, but I wouldn't have one in the house.
But I agree with you.
I don't lock the house. What do I care? They want something, they come in and get it. They're going to get it one way or another. Anyway, what were you saying, Roberta?
It should be part of essential training. I mean, knowing how to use a weapon, as far as I'm concerned, should be part of, like, 10-finger typing, knowing how to swim, knowing how to drive a manual transmission car. I think these are all things that, like, are essential life skills.
That's an awesome list, by the way.
And I think, and I think also, knowing how to handle a weapon is an essential life skill. I mean, everybody should know how to...
I agree.
You look at some countries that have mandatory military, which, by the way, you might be surprised, I also believe in. 1 year of mandatory military, everybody.
Well, I believe in 1 year of mandatory service doing something.
Or some sort of mandatory
service.
Whether it's
in the service Peace Corps or something that serves the country and teaches you the value of what you have in this country, which most people who are young don't have a clue about it. They don't.
You said you take an 18-year-old and you throw them, you send them away to college. And what do they do the whole first year of college?
Drink.
They party.
Yeah.
They drink and they party.
And they flunk out half of them.
So when they're 18, everybody go into some sort of service.
Yep.
It could be a national thing.
Yep.
I know, and you're probably surprised to hear me say that.
No, I think you've said that before. I don't know, Richie, I think you've said it before to me.
No.
888-302-3684. It's good to... Why would we want to agree on everything? And what's wrong with some contrast? We all know you're a whack job, so you might as well have...
I should be president. I'd straighten out this country.
Right. Yeah, you and I. People think I'm a whack job, too. I am very...
Oh, you're certifiable.
And I'm so what?
You're certifiable.
Well, but that's okay, because the ideas that I have are valuable. Look at all the people that agree with me on things like food. By the way, we have somebody talking about the Dark Act with us in the next half hour on Good Day. Let me tell you a little about... why it is, as we come to the end of Heart Health Month, that so many people have responded to our message about Superbeats. This is a message we've had, for a year and a half or so, Rich Allen? We've been talking about Superbeats.
At least a year.
Okay. So you know that Superbeats is a superfood powder that you mix with water, maybe with a yogurt or a smoothie or something, and then you drink it fast, and it gives you uncertifiably wonderful blood flow through your body. Opens up the veins. It's nitric oxide. The nitrates get to your arteries, open them up, expand the ability of the blood to get everywhere, to your muscles, to your heart, to your brain. And that's what this is all about. It's about energy. It's about your blood pressure being naturally held in the zone where it needs to be for you to live a long, happy, healthy life. And along with Superbeats comes a product called Neo 40. This is another great health item. You take one of these, dissolve it in your mouth. Been shown to boost your body's nitric oxide level in 60 seconds. So you're going to get that jump. Richie takes it in the morning when he's on his way to work.
Got my Neo 40.
Got it. And it opens you up. I take it, too. And then later in the day when you're slowing down, you have Superbeats. Go to a workout with that, man. When you experience better energy, digestion, better sleep, all that stuff, you'll feel better every day when you wake up to this tune, Neo 40, Neo 40, Superbeats. Get some right now at 800-655-4100.
Whoa! Don't send them a copy of
this. I'll send them there. They get it. What do you think? Why do you think it does so well on this program? Because we have some fun.
It's one of the best-selling products we've ever had.
800-655-4183 for Superbeats. You can go to Doug. Likesbeats.com. That's where you can order again online. Talk to the human beings at the other end of 800-655-4183 and make sure they treat you well. Tell them, hey, I'm a Doug Steffen listener. I deserve to be taken care of well. 800-655-4183. This takes care of you well. Or DougLikesBeats.com.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, one of my company laptops is having issues way over our IT guy's head.
Well, you can trust Staples tech team to fix viruses, slow performance. We'll even get it back to you the next day.
Perfect.
It's Staples Tech Services next day guarantee.
Let's do it.
You want to check with your IT guy first?
I am the IT guy.
I see.
Make up and running happen. Staples. Make more happen.
PCs received by noon, ready next day by 5. Exclude service requiring replacement parts, off-premise services, and unbootable computers. Visit staples.com/tech services for details.
OT. $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
All right, here we are at 23 after the hour, music time in this hour on the Good Day program. During this past week, one of the great television events of this past week, one of the finest moments during the Brit Awards, the UK's version of the Grammys, Adele won several awards, and she chose one of those awards to announce her support for Kesha.
To come back after so long away and be so warmly received is really lovely. Thank you so much. And to all the other girls that are nominated, thank you for letting me be in your company. You're all incredible. You're all amazing. And it's a privilege to be alongside you. I'd like to take a quick second just to thank my management and my record label for embracing the fact that I'm a woman and being encouraged by it. And I'd also like to take this moment to publicly support Kesha. Thank you very much.
There you go. So Kesha, it appears, the Sony people yesterday said that they'll be happy to let her out, but the agreement is with Dr. Luke himself. If he wants to let her out, they're fine with her going somewhere else. So that seems as the plot thickens there in that whole deal. All right, so also this week on American Idol, Kelly Clarkson, as you remember, she won the first season. This is the last season. So she went on to perform her latest single, Piece by Piece. After, you want to play what the conversation she had with Ryan first, Richie?
Talk a little bit about this song, because it's a very emotional song for you.
I'm actually not excited about performing it, just because it's a very nostalgic season for me, obviously, you know, coming from the inaugural season. And this song is, I actually wrote it pregnant with my little girl, now I'm pregnant with my little boy. So if I don't make it through it and I start crying, just laugh. It'll make me feel better. because it's just a very emotional song that I wrote after a conversation with my sister. And, you know, and you'll hear the lyrics, but, well, maybe.
Yeah, the lyrics are, it's a very powerful song. So make sure you guys check that
hopefully
out.
Hopefully you'll hear it.
Piece by Piece, please welcome Kelly Clarkson.
Walking towards the airport, leaving us all in your path.
Whitney Houston-ish.
I traveled 1,500 miles to see you. I begged you to want me, but you didn't want to.
can be kind, and a father could stay.
That's sweet. Starting to cry here.
I made something of myself, and now you wanna come back.
Could you play the last cut where she apologizes for beginning to cry?
Are you crying up on stage? I mean, the emotion that you exude always, but especially in that important song, it's just incredible.
Pregnant and it's nostalgic, and I can't believe it's the last season. And yeah, really sorry, I just bawled.
No,
I'm actually quite proud that I made it.
Right, in rehearsal, you were struggling a little bit with it, right?
Just a little bit. Yeah. Well, it's just a touching song for me, because I wrote it about my little girl, and I was pregnant, and now I'm pregnant with my little boy, which I hope comes out very soon.
Very soon. We are blessed to have you as a friend, as a first American Idol, and to have you tonight. Great job. Kelly Clarkson.
Sweet. That's sweet. Nice.
I'm surprised she went back.
Why?
Because they kind of treated her like dirt.
She's
well, it's the last season.
Yeah. You know, 28 after on Good Day.
Good morning, Jane.
Wow, you're glowing.
You must have had a good night.
I had a great night. I slept with Somnipure.
Oh, is that the French guy in sales?
No. Somnipure is a non-prescription sleep aid. Remember how I couldn't sleep? I'd lay awake with my mind racing. Well, I heard an ad on the radio to try a free bottle of Somnipure, and my sleep has been amazing ever since.
Jane, you're sleeping with Somnipure? I'm also sleeping with Somnipure.
Me too. I'm sleeping with Somnipure every night.
I slept with Somnipure all night long!
Somnipure is a best-selling sleep aid at Walmart, CVS, and Walgreens. But for the small price of shipping and handling, you can have a free bottle shipped to your door. But hurry, supplies are limited. For details, call 1-800-937-7983. 1-800-937-7983. If you're not sleeping with Somnipure, you're not sleeping. Call 1-800-937-7983. 1-800-937-7983.
This is Doug Steffen. I'm all about eating clean. No added sugars, no processed food. That's the way to better health. So when I need that added boost of energy without the added sugars and chemicals, I reach for Super Beets. All organic, I get the benefit of 3 whole beets in 1 teaspoon without the nasty, earthy, damp basement beet taste. The secret is in the dietary nitrates. Your body converts them into nitric oxide, the miracle molecule for arteries, meaning you get more circulation into your muscles, into your brain, into all parts of your body where you need it. Super Beets, the only superfood that boosts blood flow. Call now. With your first order of Super Beets, they'll send you a 30-day supply of regular or black cherry Super Beets free. It comes with your first order. Call 800-655-4183 for Super Beets. Also, you'll receive a book called Beat the Odds and free shipping, as I say, with the entire order. Go to DougLikesBeets.com or call 800-655-4183.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Doug Steffen and my friends Roberta Fasinelli, Rich McFadden, Kara Schillen, and Judith McGeary, who's not my friend necessarily, but she has a friendly point of view. She's been on this program before. A friendly point of view about an issue that for me is extraordinarily important this week. And not only is it important for me, more importantly, it's important for you. The issue of the DARK Act and what's going on in the Senate, the fact that Judith McGeary is the executive director of the Farm and Ranch Freedom Alliance. She's an attorney. She's an activist. She also has her own farm. And because of what's going on with government regulations, the industrial agricultural world, the falling apart of our family farm structure in this country. So she alone founded this organization, Roberta and Richie, Farm and Ranch Freedom Alliance, to promote common sense policies for local agricultural systems, something that is really swimming against the tide, Judith, because there's so much ridiculous, asinine, and corrupt thinking on the national front. But yet, as you can see with the DARK Act, these people are conspiring with the huge agribusinesses to control the food supply and your right to know what kind of food you have, your right to be able to choose food. This is a damnable outrage, and I figure after that, I don't
know. Judith, if there's any question about where Doug stands on this, just let us know. We'll clear it up for you.
I wasn't sure I have anything left to say. He's covered it.
Well, now I've said what I've said this every day this week, so people are used to me saying it. I want to know what you have to say.
Why don't you refresh people as to what the DARK Act is?
Well, the DARK Act is basically, the reason it's called the DARK Act is because it's an acronym for Denying Americans the Right to Know, which prohibits all states from labeling GMOs, making federal labeling voluntary, which, to be clear, it already is. And there is not a single product that's labeled as containing GMO ingredients, not one. As far as I'm concerned, the baddest of the bad is Senator Roberts from Kansas. You agree with that, Judith?
Certainly he ranks up there in the top three. This is an outrageous attack on states' rights as well as the interests of individual Americans. Mm-hmm. We have, you know, legislators who claim to be conservative,
yeah,
who claim to support states' rights, and then the minute the state does something that their, you know, donors don't agree with,
mm-hmm,
the answer is stop that state from doing it.
Yep.
You know, bring down the heavy power of the federal government. And it goes against, again, these, you know, generally people talk with love and awe about the power of the market. You know, the consumer, you know, the consumer drives the market and this is how our system works. But again, with consumers wanting things that apparently these legislators don't agree with, such as GMO labeling, all of a sudden the consumer is too stupid to know what they're doing, and we need to not let the consumer make such bad decisions, and we're just going to keep the information from them.
Well, I posted... go ahead.
No. I was just going to say, it's an insult.
Yeah.
I mean, along with being an incredible overreach of federal power, it's a dismissal of... And sometimes at these hearings, I've heard very, very blatant, simply, well, the Americans don't know, are too, you know, they don't understand genetic engineering.
Oh, baloney.
So,
yeah,
you know,
right. They understand choice. And I'm okay with people choosing to eat crap, but they at least they know when they are buying it and looking at the label that they have chosen crap. It should say on the label, this food is crap. But, or wherever, whatever it is, and I'm not being facetious here, these phonies, going back, it actually started, I'm going back in my mind to when there was a deregulatory period during the Reagan administration, when at first blush it seemed to be, I was for it, I want to deregulate everything and let the market decide. But then along with that comes decisions like the Citizens United decision, and then the more recent one that allowed a floodgate of money to come from PACs, and no matter what, you can give as much as you want, get as much dough. There's going to be about $5 billion in the Senate and congressional races this year, and another 4 to 5 for the presidential race. I mean, this is unseemly. It's dirty. It stinks. And Roberts ought to be run out of town on a rail. He has done not only a disservice. I mean, the guy's from Kansas, for God's sakes. That's a farm state. And that's how he got to be chairman of the Ag Committee. And he yet, all you got to do, what I wish somebody would do, Judith, somebody in a position like yours, is go into the public record shows how much money these people, congressmen, senators, have gotten from the various interests that want to see them reelected. I want to see all of their names with all of the money that's been given by whom, and then you just pound away. And when you go to the hearings, we have people like you and me at the hearings, and we say, okay, Senator Roberts, how about that $1,200,000 that you got from Monsanto, Dow, DuPont, Agrimart, or Cargill, or whoever? I mean, that's what you're going to see. That's why these people are doing this. They don't give a damn about you.
I would love to see the same thing. Unfortunately, it's literally just not possible at this point, because another part of the decisions that have allowed the corporate money to flood into the campaigns is a lot of it's done through PACs.
Yeah.
And so we don't always know who the donors are. We can make pretty darn good guesses.
Yeah, you can guess. We can guess.
But we don't know what's going on. And they don't let the average person speak at federal hearings. For those who've been involved in state legislative hearings, it's, you know, the general state level is if they hold a hearing on a bill, you know, anyone in the state pretty much can show up.
I do that in Massachusetts.
Stand up.
I do that.
Exactly.
And I always go in with my state rep. I always have my state rep, and he speaks first, and then he introduces me, and I tell the body what it is that I want. Because I know, I make it my business to know the people who represent me, because that's what they're there for, to represent you and me. Hello, that's what it's about. And so he gets it, and some of them, I mean, to be fair, not all of them are the same, but obviously a majority of them are extraordinarily corrupt now. And so we need to, I mean, I'm amazed that there is more conversation about this, the presidential politics, these races where these guys waste so much time attacking each other instead of dealing with the issues. And of course, as usual, the news media is completely asleep on this because they, well, on purpose, because look at all the money that Monsanto spends with the printed media and how much Cargill sponsoring the Sunday morning talk shows on network television. They're not going to go against those people. So that's why the questions aren't asked.
the advertising budgets are pretty dominant by the industry ads. But what they haven't changed, the huge deal. So we don't have the ability to go in during the hearing. At the federal level, they won't let someone from the general public speak. What we do have still is what you were just referring to with your representative, is the ability to reach our legislators. You know, we still have, outside of the hearing, the ability to call up and say, I'm a constituent, and, you know, this is, the, you know, this is, goes against everything that I stand for. It goes against state rights. It goes against the individual's right to choose what they put in their body. You know, what we need is for the federal government to step out of this and let the states make their own laws in response to what their constituents want, and let this happen, you know, stop this bill and let the states do it. And what we need is people calling every single person, because that is where we still have the ability to have an impact at the federal level.
All right, so we've explained
that. It
needs
to be phone calls.
I'm betting that the Farm and Ranch Freedom website, farmandranchfreedom.org, has the same thing at it that I have posted on both my Facebook page, Facebook.com/Good Day, and Twitter at Good Day. I have the essence of the bill and what you can do with the phone number, and I'm betting that you have the same thing. Again, it's farmandranchfreedom.org. This is why, and I believe this is where the revolution begins. When you start telling people what they can and can't eat, then they begin to understand how badly the democracy has fallen apart. It isn't anymore a democracy. It is an oligarchy. These people are in charge. They tell you what to do, when to do it, how to do it. I mean, look at the, I started to say, I was talking about the Reagan administration when there's deregulation, but from that point on, George Bush, the father, wasn't bad. But starting in the latter years of the Clinton administration, it got extraordinarily bad when George Bush was president, and 10 times worse with Mr. Hope and Change. So that all of these things have been melted down, and there's just no freedom anymore. And it's time that we went to the streets like we did in the 60s with the race problems, and in the 70s with Vietnam. Nobody protests anymore. Time to protest. Out in the streets. Shut things down and make sure the message is clear. Bring a bunch of tractors to Washington like they did a couple of years ago. Fill the nation's capital with cows. Whatever it takes to get attention. Why are these people all here? Even the morons in the news media would have to come around and create all they'd have fun with it, because they don't, none of them have ever been on a farm. They don't know one end of a cow from the other. So, you know, maybe I just like to think that we still have the saving grace here is that people are smart enough to know when they're getting cowed, if you'll pardon the pun. And this certainly is it. So what kind of response are you getting from not only your listenership, but sort of response in general from people? Because I know you've been doing a media tour around this week. What sort of response are you getting?
I haven't been doing a media tour. I've been at a USDA meeting on entirely different topics and trying to address issues of government intervention in animal health. But what we're seeing is, unfortunately, most of the media, from the media side, the attention, as you said, is taken up with the elections. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, no one in the elections is talking about this much, except Bernie Sanders has spoken a little bit about it, and he's the only one.
Yeah. He's from Vermont. He's ticked off because he won't vote for this. And maybe if he gets his Democratic buddies not to vote for it, they can overshadow the Republicans here, because his state had the first in the nation law which would have allowed this, and that's really what brought this to a head right now.
Exactly. What this is all about, stopping Vermont's law from going into effect.
Yeah.
Big industry, even though Vermont's a tiny state,
it's a big ag state. Yeah, but it's a big ag state.
But the point is, Our country works on a national food distribution system, so companies are really going to be faced with the choice of either not selling into Vermont or labeling for at least multiple states, if not the whole country.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to show something that they've been denying, which is labeling is practical. Labeling isn't expensive. It doesn't raise
not.
The cost of food.
That's an
and
insult
they
when they keep saying
to
it's too expensive to do. That's an insult to your intelligence, for God's sakes. Who are you kidding?
It's
it's ridiculous. What it is actually they've calculated the numbers, and the numbers they keep using is the cost of providing GMO-free food, not simply labeling it, but because they realize their own analysts looked at it and said, well, if there's labeling, we're going to assume that people want non-GMO food, and here's the cost of providing non-GMO food.
Mm-hmm. Great. That's up to me to decide and you to decide, not up to them to decide. Not their deal. Yeah.
That's how the market works. If you want non-GMO food, then you know, we're willing to pay for it, then that's how the market works.
Right, exactly.
We do need, this is a difficult time to try to get message out. And so what we need is people working. So the first step, Houston's saying, pick up the phone, call your senator. Yes, the numbers are on the Farfa side as well, and on your site. And then write a letter to the editor of your local newspaper.
Good idea.
Talk to your friends.
Yeah.
Bring it up at the local, if you're part of a health food store or a co-op, see if they'll post a flyer about it.
Mm-hmm.
What we really need is the grassroots to engage in getting the word out. Because it is a vital time, and it is vital to put pressure on both parties, the Republicans and the Democrats, and to say no compromise, because here's what's sort of waiting in the wing. The bill that was brought forward by Senator Roberts, which, we've dubbed the DARK Act, is a very simple bill in some ways. It's lots of legalese, but basically just says the states can't label, can't require labels. It's at the federal level, federal is voluntary, blah, blah, blah. But what we know is being discussed behind the scenes is, okay, so is there a way to compromise? Because this bill is pretty blatant. It's pretty obvious how bad it is.
Yeah.
So is there a way to come up with a version that isn't so obviously bad, that we can make sound like everybody came to the table? And what they're talking about is basically what's called QR codes, those little black squares with sort of black and white dots, black and white, symbols, that if you know that you can do it. You could pull out your smartphone, download the app, scan it, and it takes you to the company's website, and somewhere on the website you could hunt around and try to find out if there are GMOs in it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And that is what we expect them to come out with next. And say, see, look, we all work together. We came up with something that gives you labeling.
Yeah.
You've got labeling. There'll be QR codes.
Good luck finding
and
it.
And never mind.
Yeah, right. All right. So if you want to get to the Senate, you go to the Senate.gov, find your senators, and give them the old 1-2. The messages are at Facebook.com/Good Day and Twitter at Good Day. Also, you can call them. That's really the important way of getting through, leaving a message. 202-224-3121 to oppose the DARK Act, which is dark. It's like Darth Vader on steroids here for as far as food is concerned. Judith McGreary from the Farm and Ranch Freedom Alliance, thanks for being here on Good Day.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
How long does your tax refund last? On average, Americans say their tax refunds are gone within 15 weeks. And those filing this year expect their refund to be gone in just 8 weeks if they decide to spend it. That's according to a tax time survey by Straight Talk Wireless. Instead of blowing your tax refund and having refund regrets, put your tax refund towards something special you can use every day, like Straight Talk Wireless service and a new phone. Because you're not just getting text, talk, and data for less, you're also giving yourself the gift of conversation, connection, and cost savings. That turns refund regrets into refund rewards. With Straight Talk Wireless, you get their unlimited plan for just $45 with access to the best phones on the best networks. And there's no contracts, credit checks, or mystery fees. Straight Talk phones and service plans are available exclusively at Walmart. For more ways to stretch your budget, visit StraightTalkSwitch.com.
Are
Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You bums forgot how to kill people? Doesn't your work mean anything to you anymore? Have you no sense of pride in what you do? No sense of duty? No sense of destiny? I'm looking for generals! What do I got? Foot soldiers! I want Tracy dead!
Baby, it's time that you faced it.
Quite an interesting, intriguing movie, actually.
Oh, I don't recognize it. What is it?
Al Pacino playing the baddie in the Dick Tracy movie, which was the winner of the Best Original Song in 1991 from Madonna. This was the winner, Sooner or Later, it's called.
Sooner or later, there's nowhere to hide.
Whose side are you on?
Side I'm always on. Mine.
You know, it's legal for me to take you down to the station and sweat it out of you under the lights.
I sweat a lot better in the dark. I know how you feel. You don't know if you want to hit me or kiss me. I get a lot of that.
She was perfect for that role, by the way. Actually.
Around okay. Me, if a woman don't wear mink, she don't wear nothing.
Well, I look good both ways.
All right, so for the big prize, who played Dick Tracy? Roberta?
Ooh, was it Warren Beatty?
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
Good for you.
There you go.
All right, so she gets the prize, Richie.
Which that was going to be next week. Get that. Whipped around by Madonna years.
Yeah, it was. That was before he met, was 91, just before he went off with Annette Bening. I think this was the last of his freedom flings, as it were. All right, so that's the story on Madonna and movie music, as we get started with movie moments. In a moment, our focus on the Academy Awards with a couple of different things, different places for us to go in thought. Coming up next year on Good Day.
Kid, this facility is like a ship. So how do I keep us on course without micromanaging every detail? Easy, with Grainger. Grainger's online tools help give me the visibility I need. I can shop, order, and manage all our activity. Oversee purchases, control costs, all while you guys get to order what you need when you need it. I run a tight ship, kid. I run it with Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Learn more at Grainger.com/online purchasing. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
7-Eleven now has these amazing new breakfast melts. And they're only $2.99. Bacon.
We are experiencing technical difficulties. Our announcer decided to try the product. He was trying to explain 7-Eleven has two new melts that are toasted in-store. A bacon, egg, and cheese, and a sausage, bacon, and cheese. Both with thick-cut hickory-smoked bacon and aged cheddar cheese served on an artisan ciabatta roll for only $2.99.
Only at 7-Eleven.
Yeah, only at 7-Eleven.
QL1, does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
That is fast, like rocket fast.
It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose. Over.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
Right now, Guitar Center is making it easier than ever for you to make music. For a limited time, save 15% on qualifying purchases or get 24 months promotional financing on purchases of $499 or more when you use your gear card. Save 15% on brand name gear from Fender, Gibson, Taylor, Martin, Pioneer, Yamaha, Casio, DW, Pearl, Zildjian, and more. Or get 24 months promotional financing. Now through Sunday with the Guitar Center gear card. There's never been a better time for you to make music. Promotional financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store or guitarcenter.com for details.
All right, our video of the day yesterday is from actor Henry Cavill and the folks at Omaze. They teamed up for a promotion that could get you to the premiere of Batman versus Superman. Contest is interesting. The video has the Superman actor talking to children about who they like better, Batman or Superman.
Oh. Henry Cavill here, and I'm teaming up with Ben Affleck and Jesse Eisenberg to invite you to join us at the premiere of Batman v Superman, Dawn of Justice. Every entry benefits three amazing causes, including this one right here in the British Isles, Dural Wildlife Park, where I've come today to solve the age-old debate of Batman vs. Superman by asking the most brutally honest of fans I could find. Kids, just as a starter, who thinks better, Superman or Batman?
Superman.
You think Batman's better? Well, high five for you.
Batman.
You think Batman's better? Oh.
Right. Kind of cute. All right, Richie, Batman. Let's go to the video of the day today from DougStefan.com. Folks at Fandango have asked children to explain what they thought the best picture nominees were about.
Welcome to Real Kids. Today, we're talking Oscar films. The Big Short. What's it all about?
It's about a big tall person and a short person.
Mm-hmm.
I think they have different favorite colors.
Yeah.
Maybe they don't agree.
I was going to say they probably don't agree on colors.
Yeah. Just go with that.
Kind of cute. Check them both out at DougStefan.com. Video of the day today and yesterday. Both placed there, posted, if you will. That'd be better. At the homepage of DougStefan.com.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter RADIO. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life once.